And that's today's Bloomberg NJIT STEM report. It is 6:55 on Wall Street. Time for the Bloomberg Small Business Report with John Tucker. John, good morning.
And Karen, New York City is easing pandemic-related restrictions after a three-month shutdown. Offices slowly starting to reopen. And for small businesses that depend on commuters, this reopening can't come soon enough. Glenn Light runs Tescatore Seafood and Sushi with his partners at Grand Central Terminal. And he joins us now. Glenn, have the customers come back?
Well, the first opening was June 8th, and the week of June 8th and the week of June 15th, sales actually dropped 10% from the prior 4 weeks when there was no quote-unquote opening. And now we just had phase two opening last week. I mean, minuscule.
Well, why did the business drop off at that one point?
I can't answer that question. Everybody asks me that question. I get the feeling that they're just waiting to see who's going to be first. They announced last week that ridership was still down 90%.
And that's your bread and butter, the ridership.
Yeah.
Those are your customers.
100%.
Have you gotten any guidance as to when offices will be fully reopened for your planning purposes, when revenue might start to get back to something normal?
It seems to be all over the board, so we were really interested in seeing this first week of the phase two opening to see if we saw any, you know, office people coming back, but little to none.
Glenn Light of Tescatore Seafood at Grand Central, thanks. Best of luck to you. We're going to continue to bring you stories of small businesses trying to adapt and survive in this pandemic every day at this time, right here on Bloomberg Radio. I'm John Tucker. That is your Bloomberg Small Business Report, Karen.
All right, John, thank you. And S&P futures are down 4 points. Dow futures down 61. NASDAQ futures down about 7.